Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, July 31st, 2013.
And you are now listening to episode 506.
Yes, I guess we skipped a week.
We did.
No, 2 weeks, right?
No, a week.
Because recorded the Wednesday before. Yeah. So we all hope you enjoyed that live recording. It was just Waylon and I thought it was pretty funny.
There we go. It was.
Welcome back, James, Brad, Amanda Lynn, Leroy.
I have so many pseudo names.
I know, right? It's crazy. Nobody can get that shit straight.
No.
They couldn't remember your name on the last Pride 48 State of the Station.
For real?
Yeah. NASA was like, what's his name? Oh, James LeRoy.
Stupid bitch.
Should we get Pride 48 like out right now?
Yes.
Let's do it. Go ahead, Waylon.
Come to Pride 48. it's actually coming up. It's really close.
Real
by.
Real close.
So,
so fucking close.
First, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us your information if you would like to be a volunteer for the hospitality suite. We're getting some more in. That's fantastic.
If you don't do it, we're going to have to put all your names in like a tribune from the Hunger Games, and we're going to have to pick your name.
There you go.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Besides that, if you are coming to Pride 48 and you have not let the fat one, the big fatty, know, email him. Mm-hmm. If you need his email address, reach out to one of us. We're trying to,
as we're recording this,
confirm his preferred email address for it, and we have not got a response yet.
He's not being very responsive.
Let us know if Big Fatty does not know that you're coming. They are kind of, you know, doing the unofficial count just so they kind of make sure that they have big enough spaces, blah, 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 all of that. Also, every weekend, is it every weekend or every month? When's the State of the Union?
It's probably going to be... The next one, I think, is the second weekend, August. And then I think it'll be a week, every week until
Pride. So go to Pride48.com and check out the past State of the Stations. If you have any questions, they give a lot of good information on those about what to expect at Pride 48, any questions, polls, anything that they have for you to do as well. Also, you can go to the Pride 48 Facebook page. I know if you go there sometimes that they may be polls or questions about what people want to do. For instance, I know Melissa the Confused right now does have a poll up on...
She's real confused. She doesn't know what to do.
On what restaurant to go to for those of you that will be there on Wednesday prior to the start of Pride 48. Last year, everyone went out to dinner, had a great time. So she's trying to decide between which restaurants to go. And yeah, Pride 48. You should go. We're going to be there. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Your internet is totally sucking right now.
Maybe it's just you.
I'm not having a problem.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Nothing's going through.
Maybe that's your own problem. Maybe it's because you're...
When are we going to go to... Well, the most important thing... There's two important things for Vegas. When are we going to the chicken place? And when are we going to the Caesar's Palace for the buffet?
When the chicken place can happen every day, whenever. Because
every day, all day.
That's in the food court of
every
the Luxor.
Day noon. We're going to meet up high
Caesar's,
noon.
Caesar's, I don't know. I thought someone was maybe thinking about... I don't know.
We should do that Saturday during the day after our show.
No.
Why?
No.
It sounds like an earthquake.
Oh, a hurricane's coming through.
Well, are you going to be like I'm at not, every show? Are you staying there like all 14
I
hours?
I don't know. I did almost last time.
And guess who came almost dead? Home. Dead.
Well, you know.
Well, what was your excuse, Mr. I was sick, but I barely went to anyone's show.
I took naps.
Yeah.
No.
Bradley, I was there for
not very
plenty
many
of shows.
Bradley was right next to me for everything and was not sick.
Bam.
So.
He had a little sickness.
What?
And Big Fatty's at every show, and he wasn't sick.
Yeah.
So you can't equate the two for being and actually participating.
Anyway, interstitials. make sure that you contact Greetings from Nowhere, Christina.
Yes, yes.
And
I think
she has plenty. Or I think did one she of her, say she had enough?
Yeah, I got an email from her stating that they're getting lots of volunteers.
For interstitials?
Yes.
You're out of a job.
I am. I have one slot.
That's what she said.
No, you'll end up with more, I'm sure. Well, somebody won't show up in time.
That's what happened last time, too.
You'll get drunk and just take the microphone because that's what you do.
I'm not pushy like that. I'm not you.
Give me him. I do not take anyone's
microphone. No, but you would.
I barely take my own.
You would because...
For what?
Because you're an attention whore who needs validation.
Oh, please.
Whatever.
This is like your one weekend where you can be validated all the time by people who never get to see you.
Yeah, I'm totally going to be validated.
Yeah, until you're no longer validated because no one can find you because you're nowhere near. Because
I'm taking a nap. Because right. I'm asleep.
Stupid.
Seriously, I'm going to take some of that... what is that? Airborne. I'm going to start taking it like a week before we go.
There you go. The show schedule is out. We are on Saturday.
At 12?
No.
Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 12 specific.
No. I don't.
Yeah, I.
We're the third podcast. We're third. Because it's Pod is my co-pilot.
They're crazy for doing it that early in the morning.
We were the first last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then
that's why I'm saying they're crazy for doing it that early in the morning.
I actually didn't think it was that bad, to be honest. But then right after them is Luke's show, Luke Miller's show.
That somebody's going to be validated a lot.
Why can't I think of the show name off the top of my head? Instant gratification.
Yep.
And then it's us. Luke was already commenting that Taylor is getting his way. And there's going to be a lot of spit roasting the fact that Mr. Hot Luke is in between our two shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. There's going to be a whole lot of validating something. And it's going to be
Do you think
Luke.
His penis will come out?
Luke's? No.
You don't think so? You think he's too
No, I think good, we could, goody, I think goody, we could probably get his shirt off. But I don't think he'll... No. No. He also have his co-hosts with him, which are of mixed sexes. And I don't think that he's that... He's
They're
not
girls.
He is not Adam or Jokajan.
I wonder if his penis will come out. Is he coming?
I don't know. It came out last year.
Yeah.
There's
I'm
going to
have to text
him
see if he's coming.
I think Bradley has a picture of it.
Of who?
I think I have a Jokajan. Picture of it somewhere.
Yeah, I think I have a few.
Yeah.
By the way, I found the email. It's on the website. If you go to pride48live.com, where we should probably direct everyone, if you have made your reservations and got everything confirmed, make sure you send your confirmation number, your real name, and who else is staying with you in your room. Keep in mind, this will all be kept confidential. Send it all to Big Fatty at Ruined? Is that Ruined?
Ruined.
At Big Fatty Online? Why
That's
is
what
it
I
ruined?
Thought it was.
R-U-I-N-E-D.
Because everything is ruined that he touches.
Oh.
I was ruined!
I thought it was Rue Ned.
You would know that if you listened to his show.
Right. So would you, Waylon?
I listened.
Rude. I support Big Fatty with my heart.
I listen, because I'm bad at that too. I have not been listening to shows, but I did listen to his one day. And then I actually called his show, and it's been like forever. And I was calling to tell him that, you know, I haven't heard from Mama in a while.
And did you get a response back that probably
No, he played my voicemail. And I was just like, well, you can listen to the show. I'll tell you which one it is.
Well,
I'm not going to tell everybody.
Oh, are you trying to get Big Fatty listeners now?
Yes.
You know, usually if it's coming from you, they won't go listen now.
They probably won't. So Pride 48, we're done with, are we done? Anything else for that?
I think so. I mean, listen to go to the Facebook page and the state of the stations. You know, there is a trip planned to go see a show with everyone, for those that are interested. I believe it's Sunday after the last show, going to see Divas, the drag, review. The ticket prices are on Facebook. Pretty reasonable, actually. But yeah, everyone should go. It's going to be a great time.
And if you host the suite, you don't have to have a theme.
No.
Just remember that. You don't have to do a theme.
You don't have to have a theme.
Pressure is off.
Actually, having themes sometimes might, you know, you might get sad if it's in the middle of the day. Because the thing is, someone will have to host, has to be in there the entire time it's open. So some of you will be missing other people's shows to be in there, to be drinking and socializing with those in it. But you don't have to have a theme. However, if you did say you want to have a theme and you sent it to us, then we can play with that. And then mm-hmm. you can start advertising if you want people to bring certain stuff. For instance, if you're having a costumed theme, like last year, the tea party, everyone needed to bring their fascinators and things. So, you know, you got a heads up. And
yeah, you need to let us know so we can let everybody else know.
Right. Or you can just go to Pride48's Facebook page and say, hey.
Yeah, that's true, too. One thing else I was going to say. Oh, I do know that we cannot schedule Ed and Mark at the same time that our show is on.
I will make sure.
Because they will flip their shit.
I will make sure I do that.
Did you hear that, Ed?
It's been boring recently, so we need a little drama.
Right.
Your life's yeah, boring. Ever since your life our, is boring now so boring. Since, you know, you have a boyfriend, first of all.
And two children.
And two children.
One of them special needs.
So since that, you've kind of become a boring married.
Does she bark funny?
She does bark funny.
Yeah.
Other people can't really notice it, but when you hear Ivy next to Azelle, you can tell their tone, like, it's different.
Yeah.
You can just tell. And she barks really loud. Like, super loud.
Well, I would imagine. If you can't really hear or understand, like, the differences.
She cannot. And for some reason, in the middle of the night, it'll be like 1:32 in the morning, she just gets up and starts like howling and barking at the ceiling fan. That's all she does. And she does it for like 3 minutes and then lays back down and goes to sleep. It's really weird.
She's having night tremors.
I don't know what she's having.
She's having flashbacks from NAM. With
NAM.
From NAM. NAM. With the helicopter.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, she sees it and then she freaks out.
The trainer said it's probably she wakes up and because the fan is on, it's probably the shadows from the fan. It probably like spooks her out.
Mm-hmm.
But actually the trainer that we're with, he's going to eventually get her to the point of where she does her like good canine citizenship award.
Oh, cool.
And she'll be like a registered dog to like go to people, like help people and be able to walk through crowds and all that stuff. So.
Nice.
So for free.
But isn't really she nice the one that them. Also has like leash aggression?
We're working on that. Actually, she's a lot better now.
Yeah.
It's still iffy when there's another dog in the elevator. You have to be like Incredible Hulk to hold her back because she just, I don't know if she wants to attack them. She just wants to be close to them. And I'm afraid to let her close because I don't know what she wants to do to the dog. So, and Ivy graduated her advanced class this past Sunday.
About time.
So there's no. So there's no more classes actually for her, which is good. I mean, we could do the good citizenship for her, but she doesn't need it.
She's already a good citizen,
right? So I think that's about it. I got an iPhone. Did I talk about that last time?
I
don't think I had it, did I?
I don't remember.
So, you guys, what happened was, is I went on Craigslist and posted an ad.
That's not new.
And posted an ad asking if someone wanted to trade the Galaxy Note 2 for an iPhone 5. And I found someone.
Ooh.
And so we went to the store because the only way I would do it is if we could go to the AT&T store and validate that both phones like belong to each other.
Yeah.
And he met me there and we did it. And I basically got, which would have been crazy if it would have been the same phone that was stolen from me, but it's not. But I actually got a better phone than he got in return.
Interesting.
So, I'm so happy.
Brad, do you have any of your sound effects up? Could you play me some sexy music? Because
we have some sexy, something sexy going on?
I don't know, but I believe.
Some sesame music?
I believe that we have a copy of your Craigslist.
Oh, posting. God. Oh, God, no.
So just hit me off with something to start.
Right.
Or the Donna Sugar song.
People don't like that.
Doesn't matter. They don't like it because. Gay white ginger looking for that. Visually impaired hookup. I'm a white, 32-year-old gay ginger in Chicago who is seeking to fulfill a fantasy of being sexy with a visually impaired stud. I would prefer someone who is legally blind and not just farsighted. picks for trade, though I understand if that doesn't make a lot of sense. Thank you in advance for taking this seriously, as I only have a few things left to check off my sexual bucket list. Thanks, Ginger.
No, that is not me.
What?
I did read, speaking of gingers, I posted an article, and I don't know if I took it from you,
they're going extinct.
Or someone, but yeah, they're going extinct. 100 years and they're gone.
That's not a new...
That's not new.
But yeah, it's...
Well, it's an article I just read. I don't know how new it was.
But. Sad.
But you're kind of half gingered. You don't like that half
But I'm
value.
Alive now. It doesn't matter.
Well,
I don't care
but
about
But because you're not going to be procreating, you're helping the...
Exactly. I'm happy with that. I think every redheaded person should not be able to have sex with anybody.
Why?
Unless it's with their same sex.
Why?
Why?
Because then you can't procreate.
Why?
Why do you hate ginger so much?
They're scary.
Do you hate yourself?
Yes.
Is this a self-hate thing?
I only halfway hate myself.
Which half of you do you hate?
You're a halfsies hater?
Oh, wait, you are a halfsies. Do you hate your penis?
I hate...
It's all about
I hate my right quarter. My right...
Your right quarter?
Quarter here.
You mean your
and
half?
My left bottom quarter down here.
But so these two are if your body was split into four quadrants, where you had a northern and a southern hemisphere
so
for
you
your
have,
waist.
So you have a checkered board hate for
yes,
yourself.
Yes, I do.
I'm a checkered board chick.
That's stupid.
Wow, you're special.
I thought that was kind of funny.
No wonder. What's your name again? What's your dog's name again?
Ivy and Azelle.
No wonder Azelle's with you.
I love her. Everyone at the CACC like fucking loves her. I post pictures on their website.
She's trying to teach you how to love yourself.
She probably is.
When are you? Have you volunteered again yet?
I go Saturday.
Saturday.
Mark and I go Saturday.
Nice, nice.
So yeah, and I had to cancel my veterinarian.
Right. Turn that shit off.
That wasn't.
That was
that
you.
That was me.
Yeah,
I know.
That was Nessa answering me.
Well, I don't care, Nessa. Stop interrupting.
Too late, Nessa. But I had to cancel my appointment with Ivy at the vet because I was volunteering. So, I'd be busy.
What movies have you seen recently?
I have not seen any movies in a long time. But tomorrow, thanks to Clout, I'm going to go see We're the Millers.
Interesting. Oh, what's that one about?
That's the one where he rents the family. That's with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that actually looks kind of cute.
And they smuggle drugs from Mexico. It looks funny.
I was a little worried, and I text messaged Waylon that same day because I woke up at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. And I saw I had a clout perk, and I was like, oh, fuck, let me get it. And it was for the movie, and I actually got into it.
He goes, well, if you didn't get it, it must suck. Yeah. Like, we did just use one, though, for a movie, so.
So I'm actually taking John Riviera because today's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
John.
So I'm taking him tomorrow to that.
Nice, nice. So. Don't forget to get there early.
We're going to get there an hour early. Do you think that's good?
For clout, yes. I will say the one that we went to, it was the easiest screening that I've ever been to in my life.
It wasn't. Did you go with us to go see, or was that just Mark that we went and saw?
I don't know.
Afraid of the Dark or whatever, that with the Guillermo del Toro movie. Do you remember that?
That was just us.
Was it just us? Where we had to like put our phones in the package and
it was
like
weird.
Really?
And they gave us a little tag
because you
and
couldn't
stuff.
Record it.
Well, that and this, because when we saw that though, it was like 6 months before the movie was coming out.
Yeah, because this movie, they want you to tweet during the movie.
Yeah, they won't let you tweet during the movie, but they'll tell you to turn your phone off.
Oh, okay.
Because they have actually people with night vision goggles. Looking in the audience, watching for people to record.
But wouldn't they? Why does it say tweet during?
Because they want you to tweet when you're there, and I think afterwards, like, hey, oh my god, this is really good.
Oh, okay.
Are you at the Lowe's Theater as well?
Is the Roosevelt?
No.
Oh.
The one downtown?
You're going to the Roosevelt one?
You're going to Icon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Really? The one that we had was at the Lowe's on Michigan Avenue.
Which sucked ass. I hate that.
Let me double check that. I want to make sure before I say that.
If it's at the Roosevelt Icon, I mean, that's a really nice theater. We were just there to watch, actually.
Oh.
World War Z.
We finally watched World War Z.
Showplace Icon. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Sweet.
Yeah.
So you can take the red line there and if you really want.
Yeah, because that's the Roosevelt
spot. Or you get free parking.
Wait, Roosevelt, right, it's not closed?
That's the one we saw.
When is it? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Why would it be closed?
No, I haven't said we closed.
For Lollapalooza. No, you won't be.
Lollapalooza is not till Friday, right?
No, I don't know. I think they might start Thursday. There's 4 days. However, you can get there like other ways. You won't have a problem.
The red line would be easier.
Probably. You'll just have to walk a little bit. But it was good. But no, we went and saw.
Are you trying to say I don't walk?
Well,
anyway, we saw World War Z. Finally.
What are you talking about? Was it good?
Yeah, we liked it.
It was really good.
I didn't read the books. So
I really liked the fact that it wasn't gory.
Well, Kevin told me that the movie is like what happens before the book.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is basically the characters stating what happened after all that shit happened.
Yeah, it's like a news reporter kind of documenting all
like
these
a diary.
People.
But Bradley also said, though, that the scenes that were in the movie are actually some of the stories that they tell you about.
Yeah.
I think it's a mix of both. There is a second movie, and so it'll be interesting how the second movie is built up. If it's going to be more like the book where it's interviewing people who are survivors to get their side, or if it's going to be Brad Pitt's character still continuing his quest to try to, find a cure or mm-hmm. stop it.
One movie I'm excited about, and they just released the trailer maybe last week, is Catching Fire.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait.
I think they finally got the dress right. Because that was my biggest complaint for the first one, is that the book really went to detail of her tribute dress that at the big opening mm-hmm. ceremony.
And I was not impressed.
And completely lackluster. This one, even if it's supposed to be spectacular, looks fucking spectacular.
And they even showed it in the preview, but I hope it's better in the movie.
Right.
Maybe they just showed an outtake of whatever they're going to do.
And I love getting a glimpse of the new characters. And isn't his name Finn? The big buff guy. Mm-hmm. It's like he was pretty hot.
And apparently, what's the guy that plays PETA?
Did you see his penis picture?
Which I didn't see the penis.
Oh, I did.
It was covered up.
Oh, not the one I saw.
Was it nice?
Yes. Yes, it was.
What?
Yeah, they think it's him, but they're not for sure. Yeah. The tattoos match.
You saw a PETA penis?
Yes. Erect himself, taking one of himself in the picture.
And wasn't he a video of him? There was a video
they
of him.
They said that there was a video of him, but they didn't release the video.
Oh.
Someone posted in the comments, I hope you decide to release the video.
Right.
Where was this?
I don't know. It was on Facebook.
I think I saw it on a link. It was on Google News. So it was on the front page.
Someone posted it on Facebook, and then I saw it, but then I didn't decide not to retweet it or repost it.
Hmm.
I don't know if I want to still see the Conjuring.
Conjuring. It's really good.
It's still out. I need to see it before it goes away.
It was really good. I really enjoyed that.
I think Tony's on protest because we didn't go see the Star Trek movie.
So he's not going
to because the day.
Wait. You played those games in a relationship that
I don't
because
think so.
He didn't get to go see Star Trek in the movie theater.
That's just what I think that's happening. Because the day that we were going to go, I was going to get off work early and go to the one in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Tuesday. And I kept checking for the tickets on Wednesday. And I'm like, well, there's no showing here, but it's on Tuesday, but not Wednesday. That was the day they took it off.
Mm.
So the closest one was downtown at the one. Is it the Lowe's? No.
The one on Michigan AMC? Avenue? Or
not
the AMC?
One on Michigan.
River.
AMC.
Yeah. That's the right.
Well, they're both AMC, but.
Oh, okay. But it was showing there, but I wasn't going to get there in time to see it. So
that sucks.
So we'll
it was a good
see
movie.
It on Netflix.
You screwed him out of a good experience.
You did.
You screwed him out of a good experience.
Well, maybe in 25 years when they re-release it in theater, we'll be able to see it.
Maybe.
Doubtful.
Well, I'll maybe be able to see it, but he may have cataracts.
I don't know. This could be the deciding factor if he just completely says,
I'm done with
in
you.
Spanish.
Yo
estoy fin.
El fin.
El fin con yo. Or tú.
And there's another movie that they're advertising that it's a scary movie. And it says, if you answer, you're next. And it's kind of it's a scraping and it kind of looks like a bear.
Oh, yes. I've seen that's. I saw the trailer for that a while ago.
Is it good?
It looks like, I don't know, it's like one of those things where people are in a house and they're having a dinner party and then someone gets shot through a window and then they try to break in and they get knocked off one by one.
Oh. Well, that could work. I'll see that. Is there anything else?
No, there's a, I feel like there's a bunch of other movies that I want to go see, but I always forget which ones are which.
Go to Apple Trailers, or where do you go to see movie?
I go to Apple Trailers. I still need to see Pacific Rim. Everyone, all of our friends that have seen it, including
Mark
and Jeffrey, both loved it.
Yeah.
And it is, by the way, one of the Icon $6 movies this week.
Oh, cool.
So I really want to see that. There are a lot of horror / scary movies coming out.
Ooh, there's one called Hammer
that I can't wait to see.
Haunter.
I don't know. I also love that there's a comedy one coming out called Hell Baby that I would suggest that everyone go watch the trailer, because I believe it's by the creators of Reno 911.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
It's really funny.
That's the one with the house and everything,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
That looks funny.
There's another one with Jennifer Lawrence coming out called The Canyons. And they said that it may be good.
Is that the one where she's like, that they just released a picture of her?
Like a beehive? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. She's really good.
I just see the poster for Hell Baby. Ooh, what's 1303? Apartment 1303 3D.
That one looks really freaky too. Oh,
can't wait. I need to go see more movies, but I'm not like Mark and Jeff, who sees like 8 movies a week, and sometimes it's like the same movie 4 times in a row.
Well, I don't do the movie more than once, to be honest. However,
yeah, unless it's something crazy amazing.
I miss our once a week movie date night that we used to do.
We should be able to do that. I don't want them in school.
But the nice thing is that with the Roosevelt Icon downtown, if you get their free movie club, they send you an email every week of a list of movies that are only $6.
Mm-hmm.
No matter when you go. And yeah, because they're super expensive outside of it. Now, the only thing is that you can't reserve your seats online, so you have to go there and hope that there's seats available.
Yeah.
But
we usually go there early and just kind of go upstairs and have a few drinks.
And the nice thing is, too, is that a lot of times there are still some first-run movies in it, and then sometimes it's older films.
We went and saw Lincoln that way.
Yeah.
We went and saw...
We like it.
Is this the website?
Is it like white? And...
Yes.
Be careful.
Okay.
It's the Icon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where we saw...
It's where...
I know what it is, but I've never been... So you said sign up to...
You'll have to sign up in person.
I would do it in person.
Oh, okay.
There's a right before you go to the stairs up to the...
Yeah, when you go there tomorrow to see the movie, there's like a little computer kiosk thing by the elevator on the way up to the lounge. It will spit out your card right there.
Oh, that's better.
And then you just go over and make sure it's all good with the other people.
Sure. Yep. And during the week, if you have it up in the bar, there are food and alcohol specials Monday through Thursday.
Oh.
It's nice.
Yes.
There's a bunch of movies on here I want to see the trailers for.
And by the way, if you go tomorrow and you go upstairs and have a cocktail beforehand, check in on Foursquare and look up, Google the name of the Fiat that is in their lounge.
I think we did that last time.
I think it's called Martini Icon.
We're pretty sure it's that, but Google it and you'll get a free sample of bacon popcorn.
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, you've had it
and
before.
I'm with somebody that can have bacon.
I know. And by the way, they have caramel corn. Don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
It's so good. And if you're going later.
Oh my God, what if you mixed it together?
If you're going later, it's
that's you can't get the caramel corn when you get the bacon, because that's caramel corn's down at the normal concession, because they also have cheddar.
But you can buy both of them and mix it.
I guess you could take it with you.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
I think that would be amazing. It'd be like candied bacon popcorn.
And a little salty. But yeah. I would be all for
maybe it. John and I'll do that. John's like, he does that kind of shit, so maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I'll make him pay for his popcorn, even though it's his birthday.
Hilarious.
I'll buy you the normal popcorn, but not bacon or caramel shit.
No, what we're going to do is I'm going to go up and pretend like I'm paying for the popcorn, and then I'm just going to stand there and wait for him to pull out his card. Like, what, aren't you going to pay?
I got you a free movie. Come on.
My clout got you a movie for your birthday.
Hello.
So I
think that's it for this show.
Yeah.
I think we got a phone call for the next one.
Yeah. I think the only thing for this show is for that it is official.
Yes.
November 23rd, which is a Saturday.
Wait. You want a drum roll?
I will be in Virginia.
You want a drum roll?
Yes.
No, Florida.
November 23rd, mm-hmm. the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Where's the...
Waylon Werner, myself, will be in bearded drag.
No, I'm not going to be here.
Performing.
Wait, is that clap because he's performing or clap because I'm not going to be here?
Yes.
Choose your own adventure. Yes, I will... We are producing a show called Elegant Fur, where everyone will have, all the drag queens will have beards.
That's awesome.
And my name that the world has chosen for me, apparently, is Ukulele. Mm-hmm. So it's a mandolin and ukulele.
I won't be in the show, by the way.
No, he will not be. But it's going to be a good show. I'll be doing some live singing and some lip singing. We'll have a piano player, Ben Walter, our listener, the mm-hmm. musician. He's going to do drag and perform.
Damn
we'll have a comedy queen, and then we'll have a kind of club kid dancing Y'all bearded
sucks.
Queen.
Sucks for you.
It'll happen again.
And I'm going to be in Lakeland, Florida with my friends.
Wow. So
actually, the Thursday before that, that's when Catching Fire comes out.
Oh.
Yep.
So yeah, so it'll be...
Wait, is that after Thanksgiving or before?
This is Thanksgiving. Weekend.
Thanksgiving. It has to be before if it's in November, because Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of the month this year.
I thought it's always the third Thursday of every year, every November.
Don't shake your head. We've looked up a calendar and it actually had Thanksgiving on it.
Yeah. It's a weird. Yeah. It's the fourth Thursday. That's it.
Yeah.
So
that's weird.
Either way, it's at the end of the month this year. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, so those in Chicago or those who are making trips to Chicago.
Don't go to the show because I'm not going to be there.
November 23rd. No. It's a Saturday. Come to the call.
No, no, there'll be room because Ricky Ziga won't be there.
That's true.
Bam.
That's
it's a full house really when you step weird. In. I know, right? I think it's because
it always...
I think it's because the no, it's the fourth because I think what happens is that the first is a Friday.
Okay,
that's what happened.
That makes sense. That must not happen a lot.
No.
Well, it has to happen every 7 years.
Maybe.
Well,
anyway, that's... Never mind.
Anyway, this has been a boring. Really exciting show. Oh! No, we'll talk about the next show.
Okay.
Next show.
I'm still...
Sipping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so start. This is Waylon.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Hello. Hello, my baby. Hi, what's going on?
Okay, that looks better.
What's up, bitches?